the think tank discussion shifted towards consideration of adjuvant endocrine therapy, and to begin, we reflected back on the Friday night presentation at San Antonio by Sir Richard Peto of the first results of the International ATLAS trial. And in a recent Breast Cancer Update interview, Dr. Peto described what appears to be a relative risk reduction in relapse rate of about 15% with 10 versus 5 years of adjuvant tamoxifen, but safety data were not presented. The ATLAS findings flew in the face of a prior analysis of NSABP-B14 in patients with node-negative tumors, where the use of 10 years of tamoxifen seemed to result in a greater relapse rate than 5 years. Dr. Geyer began the discussion.
The thing that our trial was showing, and the reason it was stopped, was it looked, again, it's that business of looking forward and saying there's a very low likelihood that with continued follow-up, this will become definitively positive. That was really the decision. And they were separating towards the negative. But at the point it was stopped, it was that forward look. How likely is it, since it looks like, you know, could be harm, certainly not sure of it, could be, but the idea was at this point it's so unlikely that there's going to be enough of a switch that it could be definitive, it should be stopped early. And to me, that's, looking back now, that is the question you wonder, well, maybe it was that really the right decision? I mean, this is always the challenge of these early stopping rules for futility, that are challenging, and they're not perfect. They're not designed to be perfect. It's just they're designed to make it unlikely. So maybe this is one of those cases. It can always be just different data sets, slightly different outcomes. These aren't that far apart, those sorts of things. So
that's an interesting perspective. So you'd be looking at the size of the study, where they are, how many events you expect, and because it went from that, which is kind of more a, you know, sort of logical thing, to, you know, the NCI announcement coming out saying, okay, we all need to stop therapy.
It was my understanding that was really what was upsetting to them. They weren't saying that was the wrong decision with your trial. It was like, this is definitive and close the book on this and don't continue.
When that alert came out, they were actually very careful to say it was node-negative patients. There was an ECOG trial, small trial in node-positive at that time that showed some benefit, but it was a couple hundred patients. It's curious, being involved with MA17 and taking a little bit of umbrage for a decision the committee took for unblinding trial, there was really tight boundaries to unblind. The O'Brien-Fleming boundary was surpassed, and that's why it was unblinded.
There was a lot of controversy then, too.
Yeah, but I think we were tight in terms of there was an obligation to the patient saying if we see a benefit and we prospectively defined a boundary and that boundary was exceeded, it would have been very difficult not to unblind. Unfortunately, and as a sidebar, using disease-free survival and not defining that better in terms of including contralateral disease or local relapse, distant disease-free survival would have been a better endpoint for future trials in my mind.
It's interesting, in lung, there was a CAGB adjuvant study that was closed because it was so positive, and then the trial evolved into being negative. Now people don't treat 1B because that trial was negative after it had closed because it was positive. Bob?
Nick's comment about the B14 population being node negative is potentially important. If we look at the MA17 trial in terms of overall survival, overall, there was no different subset analysis that was prospectively planned, looked at actually lymph node positive disease and found a slight but statistically significant survival advantage, while in the node negative patients, there was a survival disadvantage that did not achieve statistical significance. But maybe that's correct. And maybe with the endocrine therapies, if the magnitude of benefit, absolute magnitude of benefit is large, it overcomes perhaps a small deleterious effect of prolonged endocrine therapy.